I have the Tiny Minds here at Hebden Radio. They're going to be telling us all about their Christmas single. So I'm with Tom, Dunk and Joe. Tom, tell me a little bit about the history of you guys. How long have you been around here?
Well, hi Lauren, how are you doing? You all right?
Yeah, not too bad. Buzzing. You know, it's quite nice. Thank you very much for coming in and letting me into you.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Well, we've been a band about 2-3 years possibly. And two of us are from here originally. Joe and Brian grew up here. And I came here in 2009. And yeah, it's been a very important place to us as a band. We all met each other in Manchester actually, and we had the idea for being in a band together, but it never really happened there. And as soon as we got back to Hebden, we just had time to do it and room to breathe, and it just all came together. And yeah, that's how it all began.
So what kind of environment were you in that sort of gave you that first initial idea to do it?
Well, I've always wanted to do it since I was a little, and yeah, just meeting each other and sort of finding the right ingredients for the band, and it just all came together when we got together, really. Never had the opportunity to do that before.
So Tom, whereabouts are you from then?
Me and my brother Duncan, we're both from Sheffield originally.
Oh, brilliant. I know quite a few people in Sheffield, so yeah. You're not too far out, are you? Duncan, so what do you think about like how you've sort of set up and how you've sort of progressed from where you started?
Me and Tom were making music together like when we were kids, and had little acoustic guitars and stuff, and used to like put on shows in our room in Sheffield and stuff like that. But as a band, like, we started with like a bunch of songs that we already had written, and just got it together pretty fast, really. Like, Joe just came in and we just jammed a few tunes, and we had a few gigs like pretty early on, and from there it's just been finding our feet and learning how to adapt to each other's ideas and sounds and styles. And
that's great, Dunk. So you and Tom, you were doing it all from like quite a young age. Now, Joe, over to you. You and Brian have known, are you brothers, are you?
No, I have known him since school, though.
Yeah, so you and Brian have known each other quite a long time. So it seems like, you know, the four of you have got together, sort of like two groups of two, to then create something really amazing. So tell us a little bit about the history of you and Brian.
I've known him since school, but it actually happened... The way we came together was actually me and Tom were living together in Manchester. Then we got together after that. But I've known me and Brian, were born and grew up in Hebden. And we DJ together, and that was our main outlet. And then it was just the three of us, and then Brian joined on synths later on, pretty much.
Yeah, so you've been on about two and a bit years, was it, that you've been together? So how would you describe your style?
We'd describe our style as a funky, fresh pop band with guitars, something for everyone, really. Just innocent, but really deep and intellectual lyrics, but presented in a really more fun way.
Would you like to know my interpretation of your Christmas song? It's sort of got a nice touch of 90s indie, a little bit kind of blur, yeah. You know. So it's got that nice essence, that warmth to it, that 90s kind of warmth.
That's kind of the music we grew up listening to. I mean, we grew up in the 90s, so that has obviously worked its way into our subconscious or whatever, like. That's going to be there, yeah, definitely. That's part of who we are and who we were growing up, so that's a nice thing, yeah, definitely. But I think it's something new.
Now, I really want to know a lot about this Christmas song, because I know you're doing it for Shelter. Tell us about how you got started doing that.
We wrote the song last year, just before the floods in Hebden, and it was just... we'd been bantering about like a name for the Christmas song, even though we weren't really... that bothered about doing it. We just thought it was a cool idea, and we had a name called The Tiny Christmas Carol, and it just sort of clicked from there. Sort of, as you get bigger, Christmas gets smaller, and we put stuff in because the flood sirens had already been going off, so we were referencing that, and yeah, it's just a really fun song, and it came together really easy, and it summed up quite a lot of stuff that was going on around the time. And we got it together this year and recorded it, and Joe mixed it, and yeah, we just wanted to do something good with it instead of it just being there for no reason. So we thought we'd give all the proceeds to shelter.
I think it's a really good idea because it gets the song out there and it gets you out there, and it also helps people as well. So how are you finding it so far? Have you been out and about promoting it at different places?
Well, we've got a gig on the 30th at the end of the month that's sort of, promoting that, but obviously we're just trying to get it out there as much as possible in the lead. That's sort of our album launch gig, I guess, is it?
Yeah.
So, yeah. But yeah, every gig we do now, we're just like playing it live and just telling everyone about it and telling everyone to get involved in the donations to help people through Christmas, really. People that are living on the streets, less fortunate than us. So, yeah, just promoting it through gigs, really.
Yeah, we'll be out busking it, I reckon, as well, over the next couple of weeks.
Oh, let us know when you're busking. I'll come and see you. Do a little Facebook Live, definitely. Yeah, that'd be really good. So tell us about your gig dates and venues.
We're sort of holding ourselves back till the new year, basically, because we've been working a lot with Factory Line. And Fiona from Factory Line is sorting us out gigs in different cities, so we'll be doing a sort of tiny tour really in the new year. But so far we're just playing the Golden Lion in Todmorden on the 30th of December. We'll be shouting out about our crowdfunder as well, which we're trying to get a bit of help with finishing off mixing and mastering the album and last finishing touches. Just asking people to pre-order it, really, and help us out a little bit so we can move on and progress and take it a bit further and hopefully do more good things in the future as well, like we're doing with the Christmas single.
Great. Can people listen to some of those songs as a little taster before they sort of go for the album and the final finished product?
Yeah, we've got a couple of videos on YouTube for tracks called Skulls and Bones and one for Miss Mysticism. As a good friend of ours, who has a company called A Up Productions, he's been filming and editing our stuff so far. Worked really well with him as well, so big up to A Up Productions.
Oh, great. And can people follow you on Twitter and Facebook and all that lot?
Yeah, you can follow us on Facebook. We've been pushing out the Christmas single and our crowdfunder on there. We're starting to get more active online now.
Tell me about your instruments. What are you guys using? Have you guys always had guitars and had that style, or has it been a mixture of different things?
The guitar I've got now, we like our classic guitars, but we like painting. But I've got a Gibson Les Paul, and I've painted it peach. And it was the first electric guitar I had. Like, I always used acoustic guitar, and when we got the band together, I even just had to borrow electric guitars until I managed to get my own. So yeah.
You've got to customise, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah.
You've got to. It's great. It's really, really good fun. What do you aspire to do? You're looking forward to the album. If all goes well with the crowdfunder, what do you plan to do?
Well, we're going to have an album launch when we've got it fully mixed and mastered. And on the crowdfunder, we're asking for pledges, like a little bit more for a T-shirt and stuff like that, just things that will promote us and things that people enjoy. And we just want to take it as far as we can, really. So we're gonna have an album launch as soon as that's ready, probably in the Trades Club in Ebden Bridge, and hopefully get some live coverage for that as well, and just push it out as much as we can. And then with Factory Line, we're gonna try and play out in the cities a lot more and widen our fan base and just see where we can take it. We're writing all the time, so we've got plenty of material to be working with and stuff, and new things for the future projects and that.